I'd like to call the meeting of October 21st, 2015, meeting of the Sunol Citizens Advisory Council into session. I think we're all here today. Welcome, Don, back. Okay, we have a very... Okay, the first item is we're going to open up for public comments. Open forum.
Hi. I just wanted to introduce myself. My name is Rodrigo Orduña. I'm a senior planner with the Alameda County Planning Department. And as many of you here at the Sunol Citizens Advisory Council may know, Tona Henninger retired. She was the head of our code enforcement division at the county planning department. She's retired, and I'm temporarily taking over her position. So I am temporary Tona. I would be heading the code enforcement division for the county for the incorporated portions. I left my card in the back here in case anybody needs to contact me regarding any zoning code enforcement issues. But again, Rodrigo Orduña, the Alameda County Planning Department, acting code enforcement official.
Okay, later on, can you give me your card?
Sure.
Yeah, for all of us.
All right. I'm Bill Quirk, assembly member from Hayward and the assembly member for Sunol.
Okay, welcome.
Glad to be here, just here to listen.
Okay. On our best behavior. We've been asked to make a slight change to way we handle comments from the audience. In other meetings you've probably gone to in the county, you've been asked to fill out these forms with the name, so we have the correct spelling of your name, we know who you are, so your name is properly recorded in the minutes. Now I know myself, often I don't know that I'm going to say something during the meeting, so I don't say it because I haven't picked this up. We're going to let you speak up and then go over and pick up one of these forms. So when you're talking, if you identify yourself, and then we can coordinate this with the audio record of what we have. So please fill out. But I think we know who you are, so we'll be filling it out the forms for you. Okay. Any other comments? So we move to our sheriff department, and I see.
Hello. Nothing major to report. The Sunol stroll, everybody saw that.
Yes.
That was a huge success. I don't know how you guys felt about it, but it turned out to be a great event from our end.
We thought it was great.
There was a lot of people, wasn't it?
How many people do you think came?
It was 10 to 12,000.
Wow. Throughout the whole day, not all at once.
Yeah, if you didn't get a chance, if you were only on this side and didn't see the Fremont side was packed. The whole town, I mean, it was packed.
Mostly on bikes, wasn't it? Mostly on bikes.
I don't know. I think it was evenly split.
Was it?
Yeah, because when we went up and down, there were bikes everywhere, but people everywhere too.
There was a lot of families that would start in Fremont and only go halfway. And it got to a point where it was a lot longer than they were expecting.
Yeah, it was pretty far. I thought it was a
really
good event.
Hopefully we can do another one next year.
That's totally not for me. Probably not. Probably not. That was like a one-time deal from my understanding. I know a lot of people want to do it again, but it probably will not happen.
All right. Henry.
I just want to comment that we figure we carry somewhere between 2,500 and 3,000 people on that day.
Okay.
So it was successful to the point of being a failure.
New people to PLA that will return?
No. Just people who didn't want to walk backs. Okay.
The train was packed all day. All day it was packed. Every time we looked over, it was packed.
It got to the point where people were lined up, but I couldn't put anybody on the train because it was already full. Yeah. Bigger trains.
Yeah. So you decided to walk it all the whole distance.
Okay. So any other things you need to do?
Nothing other major.
Anybody got anything? Quiet.
Okay. Nothing's happened.
Good. Very good.
Fire suppression pass is open, but that doesn't affect you. That was a big one for us, so.
All right, thank you.
All right.
Bonnie?
So, good evening. Good news once again. Quiet. 49 calls for service since the last meeting, mainly EMS. No dollar value losses. One tiny fire off of 84, but nothing of any significance. So that's good. And given that this is the anniversary week of Eagle Point Hills Fire, and given the Loma Prieta quake anniversary, and all the events going on in the San Ramon area, this is the time of year, growing up in California, that I refer to as earthquake season and weather, and it is definitely the height of fire season. So please realize that while there might have been a little bit of moisture last couple of days ago, we do have winds going offshore, not onshore, that nice fogged weather that we normally do, so we do have high fire danger.